I like it. I like it. Boston Scientific, you guys are looking good in those 52 jerseys. Let's hear it for them. You can clap for yourselves. That's okay. You look good. You look good in the front row. Victor, you're looking good, too. What's up? All right. I am so excited. We have not had a sunny, perfect day for one of these incredible, incredible grant announcements for the Super Bowl Legacy Fund. So we are blessed. It is so good to be here. I am so excited that we are hitting the $1 million milestone for the Super Bowl Legacy Fund today with this grant. 2 weeks of giving later on. But first, I'd like to welcome some of our most special guests, Victor. Props, mad props for Victor. And our elected officials that are with us today. I want to thank House Minority Leader Representative Melissa Hortman, who's kind of back behind our flags. Thank you, Representative Hortman. Mayor Jeff Lundy, who we're going to hear from today as well. We're in his fine city. Did you deliver this weather, Mayor? Thank you for that. Okay, he's taking credit. And we have two city council members also here, Lisa Jacobson and Rich Gates. So I'd like to turn it over to, I think, probably someone who leads an organization that may be in Super Bowl 52. What do we think of that? Mr. Kevin Warren from the Minnesota Vikings.
It's a pleasure to be here today, especially on a sunny, beautiful day here. On behalf of the Wilf family, the Vikings, our organization, all of our Vikings employees here, Lester Bagley and E.J. Henderson, the National Football League, the Super Bowl host committee, I just would like to welcome everyone here today for being here and also for your support during this journey. One of the things that we promise when we put in our bid to host Super Bowl 52 here in February was that we would host a great game, we would have a great week of events, but even bigger than that, over the course of the year, that we would do things that were unique and that we could be able to give back to the community. And anytime you stand before a group and are able to say that we're crossing a major, major financial threshold today, it really is special. So the game will be special. The week of events will be special. The Twin Cities and the state of Minnesota will be on display. It will be a very special environment. But bigger than that, during this entire Super Bowl journey, many people in the community here will be impacted in a positive manner. So I'd like to thank everyone for coming out, our elective officials, people from the Vikings, the Wilf family, the Super Bowl host committee. We just would like to thank everyone for their continued support. Let's keep it going. Let's make this the best Super Bowl ever. Let's make it the Super Bowl that sets the standard, that gives back to the community. And I would love to see our Vikings in the game with a victory. So thanks for coming out today. So at this time, I would like to invite one of our key partners, Peter O'Reilly, who's Senior Vice President for Events for the National Football League. A lot of us have big jobs and big responsibility, but Peter O'Reilly is in charge of all the events at the NFL and especially the Super Bowl. So he's a first-class person. He works hard and keeps his word, and it's been a pleasure to work with him and call him a partner and a friend. So Peter O'Reilly, please come up.
Thanks, Kevin. It's great to be here in Minnesota. It's great to be here in Brooklyn Park. It's great to be saying the Super Bowl is coming to Minnesota. Personally, it's funny for me. My grandfather actually went to the University of Minnesota and lived in Minnesota. And my father grew up in Brooklyn, a different Brooklyn. But it's all coming together here today. Our whole team at the NFL is here in Minnesota this week for a big planning trip, gearing up for Super Bowl 52. But this is the highlight of the week for us and for me, being here and being a part of this event that crosses this $1 million milestone. We couldn't be more excited for what's ahead. The Super Bowl, as Kevin said, is about bringing people together. It's about unity. It's about an incredible game on the field. It's about a great halftime show. It's about a great week of events. But it's about the legacy that we'll leave, the things that will be left behind that when we go on and play a game in Atlanta and Miami and Tampa and beyond, the impact of what this host committee and what the Vikings are do here will live on for years and years to come. The other part that really excites me is the commitment that this host committee has made to youth health and wellness, to young people and teenagers getting more active and healthy. I was so lucky to be a part of launching a program we're so proud of called NFL Play 60 over 11 years ago. We had a press conference like this down in New Orleans with a quarterback named Drew Brees, and we launched Play 60. And to see here 11 years later the impact and the growth and the fact that mobile recreational facilities with partners like Boston Scientific are able to allow kids the opportunity, the simple opportunity to have fun and be active every day, that's a huge impact, and we couldn't be more proud of that. So I and we will be back in Minnesota a lot between now and Super Bowl 52. We're excited, as Kevin said, to put on the world's greatest sporting event, the world's greatest sports and entertainment event here in Minnesota. But just as, or more importantly, we couldn't be more excited for the legacy that this will leave and all of the great work of our partners here at the Vikings, the Super Bowl host committee, and around this event, Boston Scientific support. So thank you so much. Have an incredible day, and go Vikes.
Sorry, I didn't hand off to you. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Kevin. So we are Super Bowl 52, which you might be able to tell from those great blue shirts that Boston Sci is sporting today, which we're going to copy, by the way. Those are great, great shirts. And so we have kicked off an incredible journey, an incredible campaign of 52 weeks of giving. And we kicked that off in February, right after Super Bowl 51 in Houston. It was a little bit different scene in February. We were on a stage. It was about 10 below, so what about an 80 degree difference, right, between February and now. But the thing that remains the same is the Bold North spirit, right, and our commitment to health and wellness for young people across Minnesota. So each week, we've been announcing a grant somewhere across Minnesota. It's been an incredible, incredible journey, and we are just getting started. We're just getting started. And let me remind you, and me, maybe, that we are at $1 million. With today's grant, we are crossing that incredible milestone. So when I think about what does $1 million mean, what does that mean for kids and families across Minnesota? It's a big number, right? But I think what's important is it means that, as Peter referenced, when he goes on to Atlanta, Miami, and L.A. and plans incredible Super Bowls, right, the Super Bowl 53 and 4 and 55, that kids here in Minnesota will be biking in Alexandria because of a new bike fleet, that in Faribault they'll be playing in that new playground, a new safe place where hundreds of kids will get to play. And kids and families in Mille Lacs will be planting and harvesting fresh produce in new greenhouses funded by the Legacy Fund. And we may have an Olympian Sepak Takraw player because of the first courts funded in the country in partnership with Parks and Rec in St. Paul, all because of the Legacy Fund. That's what $1 million is doing in our state. What's going to happen today here in the Brooklands? Well, this is a hint, right? This big truck behind me. But beyond the dollars and cents, each grantee has had the amazing opportunity to tell their story about why they love life in Minnesota. So whether it's 10 below or it's 80 degrees and sunny, right, their community is a part of this great place that we're calling the Bold North. That's been one of the driving forces behind our 52 Weeks of Giving campaign. We're traveling all across Minnesota to highlight communities that are doing amazing work to improve the lives of another generation of Minnesotans. And when we host that best Super Bowl ever that we've been talking about, we want each of those communities to know that they've been a part of this celebration. So before I turn it over to Boston Sci and Mayor Lee, I can't help but stop and thank all of our incredible partners. So pause and thanks for all of our sponsors, of course, the Vikings, our incredible team at the Super Bowl Host Committee, led by Maureen Bausch, our CEO here. And, of course, the NFL. So without further ado, it can't happen without our sponsors. So a big, warm welcome for Mary Lee Grant from Boston Scientific.
Thank you, Dana. I am so excited to be here today representing Boston Scientific as a proud partner of the Super Bowl Host Committee Legacy Fund. Boston Scientific, for those of you who don't know, we transform lives around the world by helping more than 24,000 patients a year, saving lives and improving lives. We believe in being good corporate citizens, and we also believe in living out our caring value, which is really core to who we are, in showing up by our resources and our time and volunteers, as you can see by the people here today. As an example of how we give back to the community right here in Brooklyn Park, we have been part of the BrookLink High School Summer Jobs Program and have had a number of students coming to work at Boston Scientific for the summer. We've provided scholarships to Brooklyn Park, Park Center High School students, provided mentoring, college coaching, and science, technology, engineering, and math activities for elementary schools and middle schools in Brooklyn Park. And as a healthcare company, we're committed to ensuring that all patients have access to quality care and prevention education to help them avoid chronic diseases like heart disease and peripheral artery disease. And with over 7,000 employees, it's just a fraction of who we have here in the state. Being here in Minnesota, we're vested in the health of this community, especially the health of our children. So the Legacy Fund's goal of fun, fuel, and fundamentals for our kids is really close to home for what we believe in and what we're all about. So one of the best ways we know that kids can get active and involved is through rec programs, whether it's, you know, sports, any rec activity. But for a lot of families, it's really hard to get there for transportation, or family needs have to outweigh the ability to get to those opportunities. That's why I'm really pleased today to be a part of this initiative, which is awarding Brooklyn Bridge Alliance for the Youth $90,000 grant to go towards creating a mobile rec center, which you can kind of see is behind us, who will bring the recreation to the kids. It's an innovative and creative program that Brooklyn Park has come up with, and we're so happy and proud to be a part of supporting it. So I want to thank Brooklyn Bridge Alliance and the Zanewood Community Center for all of the work they're doing with Brooklyn Park Youth, and also to the Super Bowl for the focus on health and wellness for our kids in our state. So thank you. And we want to give the big check.
You ready for a big check?
Big check.